How's it going, guys? Past level question, hematology, step one, internal family medicine, 2 CK. 32-year-old woman, past medical history unremarkable, vitals normal. Laboratory studies show hemoglobin low, 10 grams per deciliter should be 12 to 17.5, menstruating women, 13 to 17.5, non-menstruating women, males. MCV 72 should be 80 to 100, so she has a microcytic anemia. What's the most appropriate next best step management? Choice A, check serum iron ferritin, correct answer. So I've made many clips on this stuff. If you're following my content, I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to know, the high points cutting to the chase. All right, this is what's going to go down. 99% of the time, when you have a microcytic anemia, and of course, usually in a menstruating woman, you think iron deficiency anemia. So what's going to happen is physician will say, okay, eat more spinach, eat more red meat, and hopefully the iron levels go back up. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have occasional women who have non-responsiveness to iron supplementation. Okay, and this is thalassemia. Now, what you need to know for U.S. Somalia is you're going to check the serum iron ferritin. Obviously, if they're low, that's IDA, iron deficiency anemia. If iron and ferritin come back normal, holy shit, that's thalassemia. Okay, so there's essentially two ways they're going to ask thalassemia in U.S. Somalia. I'm not talking about bullshit target cells, which are annoyingly a very easy crutch to fall onto. If they don't mention the target cells, two ways U.S. Somalia is going to present thalassemia. Number one, they'll say a microcytic anemia that is non-responsive to iron supplementation. Okay? And you just need to know that that's thalassemia till proven otherwise. The other way they'll present it is they'll say microcytic anemia, and then they check iron and ferritin, and they're normal. And you just need to know that that's thalassemia. It's not difficult, but this is why, if particularly a female of menstruating age has a microcytic anemia, before you just automatically diagnose IDA due to menses, and the Q can say the menses are not heavy and it can still be IDA tangentially. But if a woman has a microcytic anemia, you're going to check serum iron and ferritin next. And if they're normal, it's thalassemia. Now, after the question tells you the patient is non-responsive to iron supplementation or that iron and ferritin are normal, the next best step is going to be hemoglobin electrophoresis. And when we talk about adults, so beta thalassemia minor or alpha 1-2 mutations, for hemoglobin electrophoresis for beta thalassemia, it's going to be increased HbA2, which is alpha 2 delta 2, and HbF. Okay? For alpha thalassemia 1-2 mutations, it's going to be a normal hemoglobin electrophoresis. If they have as a separate answer, alpha or beta DNA or alpha beta globin DNA testing, it's wrong. Okay, I've seen 2 CK questions do that. So it's going to be hemoglobin electrophoresis as the next best step. So, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, oral iron, wrong fucking answer. So, I mean, essentially, iron supplementation in general, I don't think I've ever seen as correct on USMLE because they go a bit deeper. They tend to want to test you on the thalassemia versus IDA distinction. But I can comment that oral iron can cause constipation and black feces. In contrast, magnesium and aluminum, which both of those are used for antacid purposes, can cause, well, aluminum can cause constipation, but magnesium can cause diarrhea. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, parenteral iron, IV iron, wrong fucking answer, will never be correct in U.S. simile. Choice E, schedule follow-up in 3 months, garbage answer choice, wrong fucking answer. So in terms of scheduling, if a U.S. simile question gives you, let's say, repeat mammogram in 6 months or a year, they're wrong answers, okay? There's one question I can think of where they just want schedule follow-up, which will be if they measure blood pressure and it's elevated, okay, and before you start jumping on even lifestyle modifications first, you're going to just schedule a follow-up. And if the patient has normal BMI, of course, because weight loss is the number one way to decrease blood pressure. But if you just have a patient who's otherwise healthy and has hypertension, you're just going to schedule a follow-up in 2 weeks. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal, me to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.